Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, and all the other things you can do there. And don't forget to check our video out. New video up. Just put that new video up yesterday, so check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dennis Pogue is our guest. He's vice president with the great organization Mount Vernon there in our nation's capital, the home of the father of our country, the first president of George Washington. He's also the author of Founding Spirits, right, Dennis?
Yes, I am.
Founding Spirits, George Washington and the Beginnings of the American Whiskey Rebellion. So a little history on top of history there.
That's right.
So congratulations on that. You can find that wherever books are sold, right, Dennis?
Yep, you can get it on the online from Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those places.
Can they buy it at Mount Vernon?
They can as well.
Can they get you to sign it while they're there?
Give me a call and I will.
If they can run you down there on the property. Dennis is has been in charge of the preservation there. And Mount Vernon, you, Dennis, over the years, you've done so many things. You and your team have done so many things to from an archaeological standpoint, to discover things that are basically have been below the surface. And I know one of the things you guys got going the last year or so has been the distillery and a bunch of other things. Tell folks what they can expect to find when they make a trip to Mount Vernon.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of folks are kind of surprised that we're still doing things here, you know, making changes. They kind of assume that we know about it all and there's not going to be any room for change. But that's not the case. And as you said, we're always doing research, doing archaeology, you know, and our goal is to try to make Mount Vernon as authentic as it was, as much like it was in Washington's day as possible. So we reconstructed the whiskey distillery a few years back and restored his grist mill.
And you're making real whiskey out of it too, aren't you?
Well, we are. You know, when we got into this, we didn't expect to become a commercial distillery, but people are so interested in it that we actually do make rye whiskey according to Washington's recipe a couple of times a year, and we make it available for sale, small quantities, and it sells out almost immediately, but it's really, you know, in response to people's interest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the distillery, and most recently, we restored one of his gardens based on a number of years of archaeology. So if you haven't been to Mount Vernon recently, when you come back, his upper garden will look very different from what it was the last time you were there. And again, much more like we think it was 200 years ago.
Right. Right. Now, what about how much land have you got there in that area?
You know, we own 425 acres.
Are you still growing crops on some of it?
We do, small amounts. We've got a Pioneer Farmer site area, which is only about 4 acres in size.
Right.
But we interpret it, and we grow the crops that Washington grew there using his methods. So if you come, you'll see costume interpreters there and animals working. And again, it's all talking about, you know, how the plantation operated 200 years ago.
Right, right. Now, this land actually belonged to Martha, didn't it? It was he married into that land, truth be told, didn't he?
Well, actually, that's not quite true. The land that he acquired was handed down to him from his older half-brother after his death. But he married Martha then in 1759, and she was a very wealthy widow.
Okay, so that died. The land, the Mount Vernon land, why did I think that originally was her family land?
Well, it got me. She did bring a lot of money into the marriage.
That, maybe
and
that's
allowed him
to buy some more. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah,
exactly. He acquired 2,000 acres, inherited that, and then over the years he added another 6,000 acres. And certainly he was able to...
8,000 acres. Has anybody ever done the math on what that land in that area and that expensive part of the world would be worth today?
Well, no, I don't think anybody has, but at today's land values, it would be astronomical.
8,000 acres. That's a huge part right there in that area. I mean, it probably includes where the Pentagon is right now. I wouldn't be surprised. It's nearby,
it comes up not quite that far, but yeah. it comes up there, not too far south of Reagan Airport,
right.
If you know the area.
When families come to Mount Vernon, I know you guys have got food there, right? If they want to stay all day long, you've got all the provisions to take care of them there and for them to make a day of it if they want to.
We certainly do, and that's one of the big changes, you know, with our new education center and museum and all the different attractions. People used to come, and the average visit was only about an hour and a half, and now people spend half a day.
Right.
About 4 hours is pretty common.
Hmm.
And even then, you know, you're not going to see it all.
Right.
You're going to have to come back.
Right. And tell us, it's open... What, 364 days a year, or is that right? Or
365.
Even Christmas.
We are never closed. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And we get a good crowd on Christmas Day and the week, you know, around Christmas. A lot of people are coming, you know, to visit their relatives and for a place.
When you go to Washington to take the kids, you got to go to Mount Vernon. And give us the website again, Dennis, please.
It's at www.mountvernon.org.
Thank you for keeping the memory and all the things that we know about George Washington alive, Dennis. We appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you, Jim.
See you later. Dennis Pogue, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.